Harry Kane finding Rose. Rose with the right foot shooting. So there's going to be a chance here, though. Away by Kabay. It's Son! There is the breakthrough. Relief for Tottenham Hotspur.
Welcome to EPL 1300, presented by Lina's Irish Pub.
That's going to quit it. And he goes, chance here, header, goal! Alvaro Morata, and it was coming for Chelsea.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
This is huge for Leighton Baines. You can always rely on him. Well, they will certainly remember this 5th of November, Everton. This could spark their season. An unexpected course of events.
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Matthew Lawrence.
Not only Matthew Lawrence, or Lauro as he's known in these parts.
As you're known. As he's known.
Sometimes I talk in the third person.
You're not one of those.
But Cully Taylor. Cullum.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. Good on you.
Good stuff. Good
Cheers.
Stuff.
Nice to see you. Right. Right then.
Right, let's get into it straight away. Why do you sound like a chimney sweep for some reason?
I don't know, because I've watched Mary Poppins way too. Speaking of that, the worst ever accent of any kind in any movie.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. And he's done, I saw a very funny interview with him where he talked about that and how horrible it was. And he always knew it. But
doesn't matter.
It worked. I'm better than that.
It worked.
It did.
Can you dance like him, though?
No.
Oh, well then.
No, I can't. Can you?
No.
No, I've seen you dance.
I can't dance at all.
At your wedding.
I can dance.
But you have fun. All right, don't start singing now.
All right, okay. Speaking of English and London.
Yeah.
West Ham. New manager in already. David Moyes.
Now, I'm confused here.
Slaven Bilic.
Yeah.
Head did roll. He got the chop.
Yeah.
And that was always on the cards. And David Moyes has been brought in. He's been brought in on a short-term contract. So he's got 6 months, basically, till the end of the season.
Right.
If they stay up, he continues on. If they don't, they get a new manager in the summer.
And if they don't, why would he want to stay on?
Well, David Moyes, since he's left Everton a couple of seasons ago, he went to Manchester United.
Yeah.
Didn't do well.
Right.
Went to Villarreal in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Did not do well. Went to Sunderland. Got relegated. Did not do well. He's got a point to prove now, David Moyes, that he is a good manager.
Well, but is he a good manager?
Well,
I mean, listen to what you just said.
I know. And he did well with a good Everton team about 4 or 5 years ago. That was when Landon Donovan came over and played a couple of games as well. And he had a good base. But looking at what's going on now, Slaven Bilic seem to have a good base as well. West Ham, they've got a lot of money. They play in the Olympic Stadium, the new Olympic Stadium in London. They've got a good management. They've got a good fan base. And they've got some excellent players, but Bilic couldn't get it either. And they've just been leaking goals, and it was no different.
Yeah.
No different at the weekend.
Well, I understand the change. I just, it's a lot like here in America sometimes in football or our professional sports, they just recycle guys.
It's like they tout it's either going to be Sam Allardyce or David Moyes.
I mean,
and then Everton, it looks like it's going to be Sam Allardyce.
Right. The same names and guys that can be, I'm sure some of them are good managers. It's just they haven't proven it anywhere.
Allardyce is like a relegation specialist he builds teams where he makes them stronger at the back, and then with limited resources, they seem to get results on the road and get results all over the place. And he does provide that kind of stability, but he's never going to take the team to the next level.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Moyes, McLaren, all these names get banded around. And, they've had two Dutch managers are gone.
Gone.
And then Bilic, who played with West Ham, and he played in the English Premier League for a good while. He's Croatian. He's gone as well. And I don't know, are people just being a little bit, I can't even think. They're just, it seems like the managers are just being a little bit selfish, like, you know, or not the managers, the owners, kind of like in a, I don't want to offend any Dallas Cowboy fan, but like Jerry Jones, like, you know what I mean? They just want their way straight away, where it takes time to settle a team and build a team to the exact same way that they want, and people just aren't being given the time anymore.
We're kind of seeing it with Pep Guardiola, that he's been allowed to build the team he wants.
Yes, because last year he was under severe pressure.
Right.
But he said, I want to build it the way I want.
Mm-hmm. You know? And look at the results.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. I didn't say that West Ham lost 4-1 at the weekend. Liverpool beat them. They're
right,
at home.
Now where is West Ham in the table?
West Ham are, I don't have the table in front of me, but I'm pretty sure they're in the bottom three.
Yeah.
I'll just confirm that. Sean, can you pull that up for us when you get a chance?
we'll get it, but I know they're not
doing well. Yeah, they're 18th. They're 18th on 9 points. 1 point ahead of Swansea City, 1 point behind Bournemouth and West Bromwich Albion. So they're, they've, the last six games, a win, a draw, a loss, a draw, and a loss. So I think the board or the chairman, et cetera, have looked at it and said, let's get him out of there.
Right. Okay. It's still relatively early.
11 games into the season.
So we'll see what happens. All right. Yeah. We're going to go through the results from last weekend. Coming up in the next segment on EPL 1300, Coach Matt Vogel. How about our Transy Pioneers?
They're doing excellent. Excellent.
17-1 and headed to the NCAA tournament Saturday up in Ohio. I mean, it's what a year. And we'll talk to Coach Vogel and get his thoughts on the incredibly exciting game that got them to the NCAA tournament and what's coming up in that tournament. We can't wait to talk to Coach Vogel. All right. Here we go. Ready?
I'm good to go.
Okay. This is from last Saturday. Did we have we had a game on? No, Saturday. We didn't have a game Friday. Stoke City, Leicester City at Stoke, 2-2 draw.
Great game.
Yeah.
Great
That's
game.
It. That's all you can say.
Okay. I like Peter Crouch came on, bullet header into
now,
it. He came on as a substitute. The big, long, gangly
now,
robot
now, hold
dancing.
On, hold on for
me. I love him.
Hold on for me. I watched this game. Explain to our listeners, because our goal here is to inform not only people that love the EPL and talk about it, but to teach people that don't know about it some things. Talk to those people, because I know about him, about our guy Crouch and what he looks like Ichabod Crane. He's this tall, gangly guy. He's sitting over there on the bench. He's 38.
A strong gust to blow him away.
I think. Isn't he 38 or
38,
something?
38, yeah, he's older.
He's over there on the bench, just kicking back, watching the game, making some money.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, hey, Crouch, in.
He gets the call up, put into the game. He came on and he changed the game for Stoke City, to be honest. And Mark Hughes, the manager, said that as well, to that effect.
Yeah.
He said, Peter came on, he changed the game. Good target man. Brought a bit of life into the forward line. And, you know, when you're, I think he's 6'9 or so.
He's huge.
6'10. He's a tall, tall man for soccer particularly.
Mm-hmm.
But they put the ball in the air. He got up, whacked it into the back of
perfect
the net.
Perfect corner.
On the old noggin.
He was only on there for 3 minutes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was awesome. That was awesome.
He played for England. And he has more skill than just, like, heading a ball.
Yeah.
But
it was a gorgeous header.
It was excellent. Yep. Excellent. Very good.
All right. That stuff like that, I love. All right, Bournemouth 1 at Newcastle 0.
Yeah,
good win for Bournemouth.
Cracking win for Bournemouth. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant win. One which they needed. I think we just said that they're 1 point ahead of West Ham, so they're scrapping around the danger zone. And Newcastle have had a great run in the last while, and Bournemouth great win away from home.
All right, Brighton and Elvo being.
The Bournemouth goal, by the way, was in the 90th minute. I think there was something like 5 goals scored after the 90th minute last week.
It was amazing.
We'll get Sean to check out those statistics and we'll get it at the end.
Okay. Brighton 1, Swansea City 0.
Another,
at Swansea.
Another away win.
Mm-hmm.
Another away win. Murray scored on the 29th minute. Good goal. Brighton extend their unbeaten run to 4 matches with a victory at Swansea, and Swansea are now in the relegation zone after their 5th defeat. Right. So they're
the Swans.
They're struggling now as well. And
the Swans,
I think,
sinking a little bit under the water.
Yeah, you know, their home. I never like to see it, and I never agree with it. Their home fans started booing when they went off at halftime.
That's horrible. I hate that.
I can't stand that. Like, just get behind them. If you can see, players aren't putting any effort in, but the Swansea players aren't these kind of Galacticos, huge stars. They're always going to put the effort in.
Right.
You know, I don't like the booing. Maybe it's booing for the manager.
Yeah, but, maybe. You know. All right. Burnley 1, Southampton 0 at Southampton.
Another away win.
Yep.
Burnley, my boys.
That's your team.
Yeah. Well, they're in 7th position on 19 points, and that's equal with Arsenal and Liverpool. So
go Burnley.
Yeah, yeah, go Burnley. Good, great win for them on the road.
Yeah.
You know, another late goal. Vokes, 81st minute. It was a tight game the whole way through. And not a lot of teams have gone to, I call it St. Mary's. St. Mary's, is that right? Or is it the Dell? The Dell was the old Southampton ground. St. Mary's is the new ground.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot of teams go to St. Mary's and get a win. It's a hard place to go. So, Sammy Vokes.
Very good win.
Sammy Vokes, good win.
All right. My team that's going to win it all. Huddersfield beat West Brom at home.
Huddersfield, yeah.
1-0.
Much needed win for Huddersfield. They were on a slippery slope there for a while. They had a player sent off, La Parra, on the 57th minute. Oh, no, sorry. La Parra scored and Schinder was sent off on the 57th minute.
Mm.
So, all action. It was a magnificent winner.
Okay.
And I suppose the keeper could do nothing about it.
Right. All right,
let's go.
Liverpool 4 at West Ham 1. We already mentioned this.
We mentioned it. Great performance.
Performance, and see you later.
Yeah.
Let's get a new manager in here.
Salah got 2 goals there, and the Ox popped up with one, and Matip got one as well. So
I love watching Salah play.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of my favorites. All right, Sunday morning.
What a day of football.
Relief on Sunday morning. Tottenham 1, Crystal Palace 0. Crystal Palace played well.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It was good to see them go there, and like they really put up a fight against Tottenham. But I have to say that Spurs looked like they had a little bit of a Champions League hangover.
Absolutely. Absolutely they did, and it's understandable.
Yeah. So the keeper was excellent. Paolo Gazzaniga performed fantastically well. It was his debut for Spurs.
Yeah.
And he basically kept
them
in the
game. They needed
him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Son scored again, who we talked about on the show a couple of
and
times.
And a great goal from him.
Do you know the little tidbit for you, a little fact?
Yeah.
He is the leading goal scorer from Asia in the Premier League of all time. I think he scored 20, 21 goals.
Yeah. And that is surprising.
That's the most that anybody scored being from Asia. So.
But he was really good again. Man City 3, Arsenal 1. City is just too good.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, they are. They're absolutely excellent. City have won 9 consecutive league games.
Mm.
A club record for a single season.
Mm.
They've already progressed to the knockout stage of the Champions League.
Correct.
Which they had struggled to do in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're through to the quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup,
yeah,
which used to be called the League Cup.
Yeah.
That's just
They're having a pretty good year. Yeah.
Kevin De Bruyne, absolutely fantastic.
What can I say?
Absolutely
brilliant. It's Harry and Kevin.
Arsenal.
For me.
Lackluster.
See ya.
No, they've been playing better, but just Manchester City are just too good at the moment.
Yeah. Especially, you're not going there and doing anything.
Jesus scored 1, Aguero got a penalty.
Okay, well, good for him. Chelsea 1, Manchester United 0.
Morata.
A big win for Chelsea.
Huge win.
At home.
Conte was under some pressure here as well. It was good for the Chelsea fans to get that win.
Mm-hmm.
Mourinho hasn't won at Chelsea since he's been with United in, I think, 3 attempts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of coming
out. What did he say after the game about it?
I don't know.
We didn't play well. All right. Everton 3, Watford 2. You heard in the open.
Yes.
A huge win for
Everton. Huge win.
Yeah.
And that was a last-minute goal again. Baines, 91st-minute penalty. And that was a great game. That could have been the game of the week, I reckon. Mm-hmm. They kept the best to last. Great game.
All right. That's the wrap-up from last weekend. We'll take a break. When we get back, we'll talk to Coach Matt Vogel of the Transylvania Pioneers, headed to Ohio for the first round of the NCAA tournament. It's Cullum Taylor.
And Laurel.
And Laurel. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Welcome back. Oh, boy. I'm excited.
Why?
why?
Yeah.
Because we're about to speak to somebody who is, I don't think rising star is a strong enough term for our guest. I mean, what is going on up the street, just right up Broadway here with our Transy Pios. I got yelled at for calling them Pios instead of Pioneers until I pointed out to someone that
Mikey was it?
someone that on their own website they call themselves the Pios. Anyway, that's another story. Joining us now is the head coach of our 17-1 Transylvania men's soccer team who are playing in round one of the NCAA tournament this Saturday. Coach Matt Vogel joins us. Hi, Coach.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
That's better. See, now you're getting it.
Doing
now,
great.
Just calm, collected, like a big-time guy that you are. That's what we're looking for.
Sounds good, guys.
Okay. All right, let's start off with, you know, everybody around here and most people, this NCAA stuff is different than, say, NCAA men's basketball, where we all know about Selection Sunday and sometimes. This is not a given, and you had to win – I mean, you were going to be picked, I think, anyway, but you had to win the conference tournament, the HCAC conference tournament, which you did on a 101st-minute golden goal by a freshman named Garrett Dean to send you into the NCAAs. Talk to us a little about that game.
Well, it was pretty amazing. You know, I mean, number one, the atmosphere was incredible. Of course, we finished conference regular season as the champions, so we were able to host. And so we played Rose Holman, and they're a very organized defensive team. And so, I mean, we were kind of knocking on the door and just kept setting balls in their box and trying to break them down. You know, we were fortunate to get through and get a goal early. And then they equalized, and the guy that shot it, I mean, he wasn't even looking at the goal. He just kind of turned and whacked the ball, and it just went directly upper 90, so they equalized. and so the game just kind of went back and forth, and then fortunately for us, they went a man down, which gave us a little bit more push going forward, and we kept sending the ball in the box. And then, Garrett's been one of those guys that has, you know, he's been willing to accept any kind of time he gets on the field. And, you know, we have a fantastic freshman group of guys that really add a lot of depth to our team, and Garrett being one of those guys. And, you know, any one of them can be called on at any moment to come in and play big minutes for us in a game. And, Yarrett came in, and I mean, he was playing really well before the goal. But we sent in a cross into the box, and they cleared it right to the top of their 18. And Garrett picked it up about 35 yards out and took it on the half bounce, the half volley, and it just went, you know, near the top left corner. And, you know, we have, like, these nets behind the goal that kind of collect balls, you know, if you're missing the goal and things mm-hmm. like that. And so sometimes when guys take a shot, you know, you might think it might be in, but it's actually hitting the back net.
Yeah.
So I saw some net go hit, and I'm like, I had to think for it for a second. I was like, did that actually go in the goal? And I saw the ball drop inside of it. I mean, and it just was, I mean, we just went crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. One of the best shots I've seen from a Transy player, and just the celebration atmosphere afterwards was incredible. I mean, I can't even describe it, you know, the feeling of what it was like.
Excellent. Very good. I was actually at the stadium the week before on the Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday last week, and I seen Griffin Lamb, Finn Lamb, get the first goal there against Manchester Spartans, and that was a good goal as well. That was a good performance, hard-fought game, very high standard of football as well. I really enjoyed it. It was some good technical attributes from both sides, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, Griffin's another freshman that stepped up for us. You know, we haven't really been at full strength for a lot of the season, whether it's injuries or guys having to sit out or whatever the case was. And so, again, those guys are stepping up. You know, Griffin stepped up in that game in a huge way and delivered as well. So, you know, we've got a talented group, but, you know, the freshmen as well have really supplemented that, and they've really helped immensely this year. So Griffin's just another example.
Okay, so you're playing on Saturday up in Ohio, is that correct?
Yeah, it's in Columbus, Ohio. So we play at Otterbein University. So they play Madai, and then we play Kenyon up in Columbus on Saturday at 7:30. So we have the second game up there. So relatively close, which is nice. So, you know, fans can come out to the game and see us there. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that we're recruiting out of Ohio as well. So it provides them an opportunity to come see us play. So, I mean, we're excited about it. I mean, Kenyon's got a fantastic team, very athletic, very, very strong, very technical. They serve the ball. They can be pretty direct, but that plays to their advantages. So it's going to be a really good game. We're really excited about it. And you want to be playing some of the best teams in the country. So this is kind of what it's all about.
Speaking with Matt Vogel, the head coach of Transylvania, as they go into the NCAA tournament, how many, just tell our listeners, how does this tournament work? How many teams are actually starting in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, the men's side has 62 teams in the NCAA tournament. So there's two teams, I guess they're top-seeded teams or however you want to call them, but they actually get a bye in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, you know, we're all playing, you know, the opening day. And it works just like it does, like the NCAA basketball tournament.
Right.
You know, it's win or go home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for us, I mean, if it's tied in at the end of regulation, then there's 2 10-minute overtime periods. That's a golden goal situation. So, like, when Garrett Dean scored in the final, the game was over after he scored. So
right.
You score in that, the game's over. And if it's still tied after that, it goes down to penalty kicks.
What do you think a golden goal? Sorry, I just have to. What do you think a golden goal as a whole, as a coach?
Well, I think it's got. I think it has its pluses and minuses. I'm kind of indifferent towards it. I think from a fan standpoint, I think, you know, golden goal does encourage some more attacking flair and allows teams to really want to push and get that goal. But, you know, soccer, as you guys know, is a very interesting game because you can dominate a game and still lose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could be in an overtime situation and the other team hasn't had a shot on target yet they get, like, some kind of, you know, freak set piece and they put one in on you and the game's over. So,
yeah.
You know, it can go either way. You know, I think for the health of the players, it's probably good that the game is over when the goal is scored, but you know, it's different. I mean, obviously in Europe, you know, you play your full overtime. So
we did have golden goal at one stage. It was adapted, and I remember playing golden goal as well, and we lost.
And you hated it.
Oh, yeah, I just have bad feelings about it. Like, you know, it's just, it scars you. You just, because you never get the chance to redeem.
He's still scarred from it.
You never get the chance to redeem yourself, you know?
But you know what else, Coach? I hate the shootouts. I hate them. I hate that they do that even in the World Cup, to me, is, I mean, I get it. You could go on and play and play and play and play, but there's something about playing all that time in a game which totally depends on teamwork and passing and technical things. And then something like you could win the World Cup on penalty kicks. I hate it.
That all comes down to mentality there.
I hate it.
Positive mental attitude. Like, the best players in the world have bottled it. None other than Roberto Baggio for Italy against Brazil. Mm-hmm. 1994 World Cup in Orlando. And everyone's saying he's the best player in the world, and he blazes the ball over the bar.
Yeah.
So it's.
I remember that. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I wish I could agree with you on the penalty shootout point, but my senior year, which was 10 years ago today, we went to the Sweet 16, and we advanced through penalties. So I don't know if I can really complain.
Oh, okay. Well, then we love it.
If you win, two penalties, it's great. If you lose,
awesome. Awesome. I love that rule.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
So, right. To win the championship, how many games would you guys have in total then? You got Kenyan on Saturday, and then how many more rounds? Five, six?
Yeah, we'd have to win six.
Six.
Yeah, it'd be six total games to win the championship. And the championship, I believe, is the first weekend of December.
Mm-hmm.
So the Thanksgiving weekend would be off, and then, you know, we'd be back training, and then the championship would be that first weekend of December. So...
Okay.
Yeah, six games, you know.
So they're in quick succession. So on Saturday you play a game, and then do you have another game on Sunday, or?
Yeah. So win Saturday, then we would play at 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Whoa!
So that's very short turnaround.
Yeah, that's hard going on those legs.
But that's where you wouldn't understand this, Collie. But that's where real. I wish you could see the look on his face, Coach.
You think I haven't played in tournaments before? I'm saying 90 minutes on a field is a lot different than being subbed in and out in basketball or something
like
that.
For calm down. Don't be getting on the American game here,
I'm not
pal.
Getting on the American game. I'm saying it's hard on the guys.
I know it is, but that's what I was going to say. That's where the superior fitness of Transylvania will come into play.
Okay.
That's what my point was.
I love that. I tell you what, you know, the other nice thing that we have, too, is we actually play over 20 guys a game on average.
Yeah.
So I think this setup that we have, if we have to play back-to-back, is our team should be able to handle fine, because we do play a lot of guys, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of depth that can handle and share that load. So
is there a rule like you're only allowed three substitutions in the Premier League? Is that right?
Yeah, in most.
How many? Is there a limit to how many? How you do that in terms of substitutions?
There is somewhat in terms of how you do them. So, like, for example, I can if I want to play 30 guys a half, I can do that. But the halves are different. So, for example, like the first half, if I take a player out of the game, mm-hmm. then they are done for the rest of that half. So when somebody starts that half, and I take them out, they cannot re-enter the game that half. However, in the second half, you're allowed a re-entry. So a player could start the half, could exit, and then come back in later, and I could do that. Now, if I take them off again, then they're done.
Okay. But how many times?
The overtime periods are treated like a first half. So if you come out, you can't come back in.
Right. But how many times can you, in the second half, say, how many players can you do that with? Is it an unlimited number? In other words,
it's an unlimited number of players. So, I mean, I could use my entire roster in that way if I wanted
to. Right. Okay.
So how many?
I mean, it never really gets to that point, because then we'd be playing, you know, 30 right. some guys.
Yeah.
How many guys would be traveling with you on Saturday then? How many people in the squad?
Well, we're allowed. The NCAA allows us to dress 24 players for the game. So we'll be traveling with around that size of a squad.
Okay. Well, and you know what else, before we let you go, that this whole thing now makes me think, you know, everybody thinks, yeah, you're the coach, and but you don't have that much to do. I mean, the guys are out there. Half of them can't hear you when you yell stuff anyway. Now you got a lot to going on here. This is pretty. I'm even more impressed with you now.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot of meetings and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, Coach Greer and I are both watching a lot of film and trying to prepare our guys the best that we can. Our guys are doing work on their own in addition to just the practice. I mean, that's one thing that we do tell our guys, is that just what we do in practice alone is never enough. You need to empower yourselves to become the best version of yourselves to help the team. And so I think all of us collectively are doing our very best to prepare and become the best team that we're able to be this coming weekend. I think that's the beauty of our team, is that, you know, we are a family and everybody knows their role and everybody puts everything they can into it. And that's when you have a good team that can become a great one. So that's why we're really excited. I mean, we've got some fantastic teams in our group this upcoming weekend, and hopefully we're playing our best and surviving and advancing.
All right. Well, to say that Collie and I are excited about this is a true understatement, and we will be right there with you in spirit as you go up to Ohio, and hopefully when we talk to you again, maybe even next week, you'll be moving on in the NCAA tournament. Best of luck. We love the Pios. We are on board, all in.
Thanks very much. Just before I let you go, when you get to the championship game, do you know where that might be held?
It's a good question. They have the location, but
you know, one game at a time.
We're still focused on just
that's it.
Getting out of our group of four teams right now. That's all that matters.
That's it.
When we get there to that point, then we'll work out the logistics and everything.
Coach. Just tell him.
That's a Premier League answer there.
That's a bad question.
That's a Premier League answer there.
All right.
I really appreciate all the support, and thanks for having me again. I love being on the show. I love the show. You guys do a great job, and it's always nice to have some Pios fans on the radio.
Thanks, man.
Excellent. Talk to you later,
Safe
man.
Travels, and go get them, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, best of luck
What's
to the
What's the matter
guys?
With you?
What do you mean?
Don't you know one game at a time?
The old
See,
cliches.
You don't know, but because of my involvement with NCAA basketball, you don't make a face at me. You don't approach this as, where's the Final Four?
When do we get?
No, you don't.
In Kentucky, you do, because you're nearly guaranteed they're going to be in Sweet 16 or Final Four.
No.
You want to know where it
you
is.
You don't.
You want to make the plans.
No, you don't.
You want to make the road trips.
Are you done?
No.
You take the first tournament. Is a two-game tournament. That two games, you win that tournament. Then you look ahead to the next tournament. You don't, at the beginning, look at the last game. What's the matter with you?
I got to book a hotel.
Now, that's the only answer you could have given.
Well, you do. Okay. Let's be honest.
All right. Okay, we'll be back. He's so great, Coach Vogel.
Excellent. Very good.
What a year, and hopefully it's going to continue for till the beginning of December.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
Right. The star, Collie Taylor.
And Lauro.
And Lauro here. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington. No.
Just let me.
Yeah, let you.
It was kind of wimpy singing, wasn't it?
It was awful.
It's got to be much stronger and masculine.
You're going to struggle with that.
And that's you. Oh, really? Oh, okay. All right. It's not funny, Sean. Welcome back. It's EPL 1300 brought to you by Linus Irish Pub. Incredible food. Great, great atmosphere to watch soccer.
And the cats. To watch everything.
Louder. And everything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's a good sports bar.
Golf. It's a great place to watch golf. There.
On your phone.
All right.
Right.
How about Matt Vogel?
Yeah.
Excellent. Only a great coach, what a great guy.
Nice guy.
Oh, so wonderful.
He can go far.
He really likes me. He's not that fond of you.
I don't blame him.
I spoke to him a couple days ago. Yeah. He asked if you were going to be on the show, and I said, yeah, and he said, all right, I'll do it anyway. go Pios.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Go Pios.
All right. Now we have another semi-local team around
Definitely.
Here.
Definitely. The only professional soccer team in Kentucky
Correct.
Is Louisville City FC.
Yep.
And they...
How are they doing?
They beat New York Red Bulls 2 in front of about 11,000 people at Slugger Field last weekend. New York Red Bulls 2 were the actually sitting champions. And Louisville City are now in the final, the grand final, which is on this weekend in Slugger Field as well.
Yep.
They actually won on penalties last week. It was very exciting. Coach O'Connor wanted to get on the show, but he's just so busy with the final coming up. Hopefully we can get him on next week.
After they've won the cup.
After they've won the cup, yeah.
All right.
But great result. Get up there. It's on at 9 o'clock in Slugger Field. So
on Saturday.
Is
it Saturday?
Or? I'm pretty sure it's Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Monday, November 13th at 9 p.m.
All right.
USL Cup Final, Swope Park Rangers.
Who?
Swope Park
Rangers.
We
don't even know who that is. They're not winning. They're not beating Louisville.
No, I don't think
Forget
so.
Forget it. Get them out of here. All right. This weekend.
Yes.
We have some qualifying.
Yeah. Just because the USA are out, Matthew. Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. It doesn't mean that the World Cup's not going to go ahead.
Oh.
And I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to report on it.
Oh.
And it's interesting because you have the likes of Italy or Sweden. One of those teams is not going to make it to the finals.
See.
Sweden, I can understand, but Italy, I don't think there's been a year that they, or a competition they've never qualified for. And this is there's a good possibility that they won't.
Who are they playing?
Sweden.
My sister-in-law's Sweden.
What is the Swedish Viking? Is that no?
Striking Viking.
The Striking Viking.
Correct. Yes.
Excellent. You got Northern Ireland, Switzerland, Croatia, Greece, Sweden, Italy, South Africa, Senegal, Honduras, Australia. That's on.
Yeah, wait. Wasn't Honduras in our group?
Yeah, so Honduras, Australia is on the 10th of November, which is tomorrow.
Correct.
At 5 p.m.
Okay.
5 p.m. So that's on in Honduras.
And you can go to Linus.
Yeah, you can go to Linus. Watch that. I'll be pulling for the Australians in that one, not just because Honduras were in the U.S. group, but obviously I used to live there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm rooting for Australia, too.
Why?
Because you used to live there.
No, you should go for the team from your group.
I am not a believer in that. That's like I have this argument with Mikey about, well, if they're
like
from
the
SEC, I root for them.
I knew you were going to say
freaking break. No, I want Australia to kick Honduras back into the ocean. That's what I want.
All right. And obviously we've got a couple other games there as well. We've got Denmark against Ireland. I'm very excited for that.
Now, you just showed me a video of Ireland already practicing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And our buddy, your real good buddy, Paul McShane, had a brilliant goal in practice you just showed me. To update us on what's going on with Paul.
He was injured for about 4 games for Reading.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to sit out, and they lost 3 of those and 1-1. And then he came back, and since he's come back, he's been in the championship team of the week twice, so 2 weeks in a row, still the captain. Then because he was playing well, he got called into the international squad, and it looks like he'll be in this squad, maybe on the team for the game on Saturday. So very excited for him. He was right. obviously much maligned for the Thierry Henry handball when Ireland last went to qualify for, well, a couple of qualification runs ago, about 8 years ago, actually, when they last went to qualify.
Now, what happened? What was it? What
Thierry Henry handled the ball twice.
Right.
And Paul let the ball bounce in the box. He could have headered it away, but in reality, no one would have thought that Thierry Henry could have got the ball, except for by handling the ball. Like, right. You know, he looked like Michael Jordan out there, to be honest. Michael Jordan wouldn't have been able to do what Thierry Henry did
and
with that
hand. Nothing called.
Nothing called. It was the last minute of the game as well. Last minute of the
Brutal.
Game.
Brutal.
Terrible.
Yeah.
There was a big scandal about it. Yeah. FIFA, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he gets a chance at redemption this week. So
Good.
Hopefully he gets on the team Good. And plays well. Gets
now
on
we
the field.
Had was it on the first show we did? We had Paul?
He came or on second
maybe?
Or third.
Yeah
second
and
or
he
third.
Promised us jerseys.
Yeah, he promised some jerseys, yeah, some kit.
How's
that's
yours?
The only reason.
How's yours? That's the only reason we had him on.
Yeah.
How?
that's the only reason we have anyone. Actually, Coach Vogel said he would as
know,
well.
We didn't let him even bring it up with.
We let it slip.
As soon as this show's
just
over,
just because you
I'm
go around
him.
With transy hats on and different stuff as well. Like,
yeah.
I want some gear.
All right. Yeah, I'm
going
to get.
It's getting cold around here.
It is getting cold.
A couple of
so
jackets.
What do you want? Like a jacket?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to Coach Vogel.
One of the big zip-up duffel ones that you see there. You see the players wearing on the sideline.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get a couple of those. No problem. But get on. Will you please, like, text Paul or something and say we still have nothing?
Yeah.
Thanks for the kits.
Yeah, he said it was tracked. He said it was tracked. I don't know if it's the U.S. Postal Service,
yeah,
the
be.
British,
Blame
the Royal
the
Mail, the Royal. Those guys never get a break. They never. It's coming into the busy time of the year for these guys.
Yeah.
Give them a break.
He was supposed to send it like. Over a month ago.
I'm talking about the Postal Service, not Paul. He did send it.
Yeah.
He did send it.
I'll believe it when they are actually in our
I believe that it will come. I believe that it will come. back on, so that the playoffs are obviously two legs, and it's an aggregate score.
Right,
so
home and away.
Home and away.
Yeah.
Your home goals count as home goals, but if you score away from home and it's a draw, it counts as two.
Correct.
That's pretty confusing if you've never heard it before from a non-soccer perspective, but... Then there's the second round of games. So over the whole weekend from Friday through to Wednesday next week, there's qualification games going the whole way through. Like Australia play Honduras on Wednesday next week in Australia, and that's on at 4 a.m. if anyone wants to get up at that for that time.
Yeah, Sean, you be there with us?
Yeah, Sean's going to be there.
Okay. He just gave me the peace sign.
Pretty sure that's rock.
No, it means 2 minutes. That's what it means. That's why I was making a joke. Anyway, there I have a peace sign for Sean. Okay. Now, real quickly, so Honduras is playing Australia.
Yeah.
Correct?
This is where the U.S. would have been.
Okay. Now, now, they're playing the first leg, the first game in Honduras, right?
Yes.
On when was that game?
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday.
F5.
And then the next game is on Wednesday?
Yes.
In Australia?
Yeah, it's a 30-hour journey to get there.
No problem. Oh, my Lord. So, obviously, their geographic location is not taken into account when they're making these matches.
Well, it is, actually. And Oceania, which is Australia, New Zealand, they always play the CONCACAF or South America. So, Peru... are taking on New Zealand. So
I mean,
they've got
come
the
on, that's like a 4 week trip.
They've got the same kind of journey there as well.
That's like a 4 week trip.
Yeah.
That's unfair. That's just unfair. It's
just
not
the way
fair.
It goes.
Okay.
Just the way it goes.
All right.
Anyway, best of luck to all the teams this weekend.
Absolutely.
Louisville, Coach Vogel, and the boys in green, Ireland as well.
Unbelievable.
Very much.
The boys
so.
In green are my favorite.
Everybody's your favorite.
They are. Transy is. Don't take my phone. What are you doing?
It was ringing.
No, it wasn't. That's not mine.
All right, okay. All right. Let's get out of here before
Don't
it
ever
officially
touch
goes.
My phone. All right. We'll be back next week, maybe. If I decide to let him sit in with me, we'll be back. go over to Linus. Catch the great action over the weekend. Great food.
There's games on the whole weekend.
Yes.
So just pop in, get a burger, watch
so
a game.
So much fun. Good job again, Colin.
Thanks. Good job, you.
And thanks to Coach Vogel and to all of you for listening. And we'll be right back at you next week on EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.